This is Leonard Pickle with Chicago Frights, and you're listening to the Big Scary News.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to the Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start out with this sad news from the Dungeon of Darkness Haunted Attraction in Peoria, Illinois, via Facebook. This past Friday night, we were shocked as we learned that our leader, Dennis Shea, a.k.a. Muaji, suffered a major heart attack and passed away. He meant so much to the people here. It is very difficult for many of us to accept that we lost this caring, charismatic, and just fun-to-be-around man that touched so many of our lives. The Big Scary Show wishes to extend its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Dennis Shea Jr. and the Dungeon of Darkness Haunted Attraction, and offers up this moment of silence. We have some news from Monster Mania Con in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We are very excited to announce that Brad Dourif will be joining us for Monster Mania Con 31, the weekend of July 31st through August 2nd in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Brad is best known to horror voices as his role as Charles Lee Ray and the voice of Chucky in the Child's Play film series. Brad will be squaring off with Chris Sarandon, who played his adversary, Detective Mike Norris, in the first film in the series. Brad has a seemingly endless amount of work, including his role as Sheriff Lee Brackett in the Rob Zombie-directed Halloween 1 and Halloween 2 films. Brad has also worked in Alien Resurrection, Deadwood, Dune, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Vlad, Star Trek Voyager, Body Parts, Graveyard Shift, and many, many more. Please join us in welcoming back Brad Dourif to Monster Mania Con 31. For more information, tickets, and more, visit monstermania.net. We have this news from the Goucher Hotel in Toronto, Ohio. We have a big announcement. This is the year that the Phoenix will rise from the ashes. Do you want to be a part of it? If you're interested in volunteering for the 2015 season, please send us a message with your name and age. At this time, we're only compiling a list of people who are interested. In the near future, we will be contacting all interested persons in regard to applications for volunteering and meeting schedules. Ages 16 and older are preferred. If you're under age 16, a parent or guardian must also volunteer with the child and will be available every night that the child is participating on site. If you're under 18 years of age, a permission slip will also be required, and you must provide your own transportation. If you have any questions, please feel free to message us, and we're excited to grow our crazy fun family. For more information, visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/TheGoucherHotel. We have this news from special effects master Rick Baker. Rick Baker, the original artist and special effects maven who made his name designing aliens for the original Star Wars and Michael Jackson's makeup in the video for Thriller, and won 7 Best Makeup Oscars for films like An American Werewolf in London, Ed Wood, and Men in Black, has announced his retirement. The 64-year-old is closing his Cinevation Studios shop after 4 decades in the business, citing not only his age, but the general state of the industry. Quote, "I like to do things right, and they wanted cheap and fast. That is not what I want to do, so I just decided it's basically time to get out." Unquote. Baker also noted that his last project, Maleficent, was so dependent on CGI, there was little need for his practical effects. Baker is auctioning off over 400 pieces he's created over the years, including some of the animatronic puppets used in Gremlins 2 The New Batch, Jim Carrey's Grinch costume from How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Sasquatch costume from Harry and the Hendersons, and various other things from Batman Forever, Batman and Robin, Men in Black, and Planet of the Apes. Baker says he doesn't rule out a future as a consultant or taking on small projects, but no longer wants to run a full studio. Baker's retirement marks the end of an era, as his practical effects have long been the gold standard in Hollywood before the industry-wide shift to CGI. The Big Scary Show congratulates Rick Baker on his years of service and on his retirement, and wishes him the very best in his future endeavors. We have this on a remake of the film Gremlins. After years of rumors, it was finally confirmed earlier this summer that a Gremlins reboot is headed our way at some point in the near future, with Carl Ellsworth penning the screenplay. In an interview with Collider.com, Chris Columbus unequivocally confirmed that a brand spanking new Gremlins film is on the fast track, and he's very much on board. He also spoke about what we can expect from it, revealing that it's not quite a remake. "It is real. I am involved," said Columbus. "When I finished Gremlins and the first Gremlins was released, I was asked to write the sequel and said there was no place else to go." Now, this was before the pre-crazy franchise era of Hollywood, where everything is a franchise, so obviously a long 30 years has passed, and I thought, okay, we can do this. We can actually find a way not to remake the first movie, but to take those characters and do something interesting. I realize not from the Star Wars phase, but from J.J. Abrams' other movies when he did Star Trek, he has a sense of taking that short sense of nostalgia we all want and bringing it forward like he brought Leonard Nimoy into the first Star Trek, he continued. And that to me was why we connected, and why it was painfully obvious when we saw the Star Wars trailer recently that when you saw Han Solo and Chewbacca, we all had tears in our eyes because we want that feeling again. So I thought, okay, it's cool. If we can pull it off, if we can create that feeling but deliver something new to the audience, then maybe we can do a really terrific Gremlins reboot. Unquote. Columbus also noted that some elements from the original Gremlins film will be present in the reboot, but that new elements and characters will be added to the mix. And that's really all he's at liberty to divulge at the moment. We will continue to follow this story and bring you more as things develop. We have some touring news from Rob Zombie. Due to crushing demand, the majority of the Rob Zombie meet and greets have sold out. Each location provided limited space, and each meet and greet attendee gets very limited exclusive merchandise, which has already been made. We can't expand the offer to more people. However, due to so many requests from fans in Europe and the UK who had still hoped to pick up your meet and greet passes, we will open up very limited spots for a very limited time at www.rz-31.com. The offer expires on July 1st or when available space sells out, whichever comes first. When these are sold out, they are sold out. We won't be able to open them up again. Again, all the other cities in the US are hopelessly sold out. And we are very sorry. We have this news from the Haunted Hydro in Fremont, Ohio. Our audition and interview dates have been set, folks. Drum roll, please. September 2nd and 3rd, that's a Wednesday and Thursday, at 6 p.m. at the Hydro, and you only need to come one night. Cast and crew announcements will be made over the Labor Day weekend, so mark your calendars now. We're seeking creative, energetic people who love Halloween and scaring up a good time, and please be over the age of 18. For more information, go to facebook.com/thehauntedhydro. We have this interesting news from the Woods of Terror haunted attraction in Greensboro, North Carolina, via Eddie McLaren. "Well, it seems I've definitely caught the attention of the snake community. I figured now was as good a time as any to announce that we will be retiring the infestation attraction for the 2015 season, including the snakes that were housed in that building. This has been many months in the making with my senior staff and I. The attraction has run its course, and the responsibility to take care of the snakes properly is a big one. With that being said, be on the lookout for an even scarier and more tantalizing attraction to take its place. For our snake lovers, don't lose hope. Our beloved Dawn the Snake, who was at Midwest Haunters Convention, will still be around for photos and educational experiences. Over the years, seeing people come to me and learn a new respect for snakes, that they're not slimy, that they can be great pets, and overcoming their phobia to them has been an amazing experience. Snakes are not to be feared, but can actually make very loving pets. It saddens me that we will no longer have our snakes in the attraction, but it will be for the benefit and their welfare. I can't wait to get this 2015 season started and be on the lookout for the unveiling of our all-new attractions and the new Creatures of the Night that will overrun infestation. To find out more, visit facebook.com/woodsofterror. We have this from the Kersey Valley Spooky Woods Haunted Attraction in Archdale, North Carolina. Hiring Day 2015 is coming July 1st. We are looking for dedicated actors, creature performers, dancers, sideshow acts, etc. If you have an unusual skill, let us know on July 1st. We need you. You must be able to attend training days, so please share this with your talented friends. For more information about our haunted attraction and to get more about Hiring Day, visit spookywoods.com. We have some convention news from Horror Hound Weekend in Indianapolis. We are excited to announce another guest reveal for Horror Hound Weekend Indianapolis, taking place September 11th through the 13th at the Marriott Indianapolis East, James Hong. James Hong is a screen legend and may best be known for his character of Lo Pan in John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. He portrayed Hannibal Chu in Blade Runner, voiced characters in Mulan and Kung Fu Panda, and has appeared in such films as Chinatown, Wayne's World 2, Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise, RIPD Hero, The Golden Child, Balls of Fury, Tango and Cash, Airplane, The Day the Earth Stood Still, The Shadow, Tank Girl, and many, many more. Horror Hound Weekend takes place September 11th through the 13th at the Marriott Indianapolis East. Secure your tickets to Horror Hound Weekend today. They can be purchased by visiting horrorhoundweekend.com. And don't forget to check out the other exciting guests already revealed, as well as the amazing lineup for Mask Fest. And finally, we have this sad news from the Expelled Haunted Attraction in Huntsville, Arkansas. We are saddened to announce that the building that houses our haunted house attraction was burglarized. The thieves took most of our tools, some very unique props, a prop-making tool, toys, cleaning supplies, and entertainment equipment that we use for our volunteers. While I would love to make these people a permanent prop in our haunt, we simply cannot do that. So instead, there are two choices. To the thief or thieves, you can return our items to our location, no questions asked. Or, we are offering a reward that leads to your arrest and prosecution. Trust us when we say, if we have to award someone for information, we will fight for you to get the maximum penalty for your crimes. It is in your best interest to return all stolen items. Huntsville is a small town, and we have one of the biggest support groups you will ever meet. Our goal is simply to get our things back without legal repercussions. If you have any information, you can contact them via their Facebook page at facebook.com/TheExpelledAR. That's TheExpelledAR. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with Leonard Pickle, and has special correspondent Eric Weister as a special guest interview, and was recorded in June 2015. And ladies and gentlemen, you know we've been talking conventions ever since the beginning of the year,
And of course, now that Midwest is behind us, we're all done with conventions and we're heading towards build season, right? Wrong. We've still got one more big one going on as of this year. We announced it as breaking news a couple months ago, I guess. Chicago Frights, in of all places, Chicago, going to be a big one there with being put together by none other than Leonard Pickle, who puts together HauntCon. So he's kind of opening and closing the Haunters convention season from this point out. Leonard, we've got you on the line, right?
Absolutely.
Great talking to you, as well as special correspondent Veister is with us, because I believe Veister is going to be the Big Scary Show's presence at Chicago Frights. Are you with us?
Yes, I am, and yes, I will be.
Fantastic. Look forward to having you go and check everything out. So, Leonard, for those, I know people have seen the social media stuff. I know they've been on the website. Give us the lowdown on what's going on. We're about a month out from Chicago Frights. What's going on with the 5Ws, the who, what, where, when, and all that good stuff, updates for Chicago Frights 2015?
Chicago Frights is a show that is later in the season. So it's kind of designed to be the last-minute shopping, last-minute education for the haunted house industry. It's going to be July 16th through the 19th. Thursday is a pre-show tour all day long, and then a haunt tour. Thursday night we're doing Evil Intentions, which is a great haunt and a great, very creepy building. We're looking forward to that. Then Friday day is education all day long, and then the trade show opens up on Friday night and for a few hours, and then we have the costume party, which HauntCon is legendary for. We're going to do that on Friday night. And Saturday is education and trade show all day long. Haunt tour that night is going to be the Basement of the Dead and their 3D show called Scattered. Both of which are very, very highly detailed, very cool haunt, very cool little element, two-element show that they've got there, very nicely done, very nice people, looking forward to that. Sunday all day is education again and trade show, and then Sunday night is a tour of the massacre there, both of which are pretty close to the hotel, which we're going to be at the Hilton in Lyle, Illinois. Very nice facility, very nice people. We just got back from there, Gene and I. We're on a trip, went out there and buzzed around. Take a look at some of the things that we're going to try to do on the pre-show tour. Right now we have locked in for the pre-show the Dungeon of Doom, which is a massive, massive show, 40,000 square feet plus, lots of different themes throughout the show. Beautiful place. We're going to have lunch there, do some of the things, and people are really excited about this, coming to that. And we've got a couple of the things in process. By the time this show airs, we'll probably have all that locked down. So you just go to chicagofrights.com, check out the tours, check out the education, which will be up there by the time the show airs. And we're looking forward to having everybody come out for the last shot of the season. We're going to concentrate on the education, on actor training, on makeup, on operations. But there will be something for everybody. People that are still trying, that are just thinking about getting into the haunted house industry, people that are even just decorating their yards, we'll have plenty to look for, lots of workshops and that kind of stuff. So in the dealer room, we've got mask companies and contact lens companies, fog companies, insurance companies, the people that wouldn't really be as excited about trying to sell something in January at HauntCon as they would be in later in the season in July, which is Chicago Fright.
Sure.
So, yeah, we're going to kind of book in the season of haunt conventions. And we're looking forward to having everybody come out. It should be fun.
So when you first announced this a few months ago, so you said this was going to be in Chicago forever, basically. We put it out on the show. We've had you on since then to talk about it. What's been the general reaction from the haunt community? I'm assuming most of the interest is coming from Chicago and environments within driving distance, Milwaukee, Toledo, everything within maybe 2 or 3 hours driving of Chicago. But what's been the general reaction of this? Has it been, oh God, one more haunted convention? Or has it been, oh cool, we're not ready to end this yet in June with Midwest, which is traditionally the last Haunters convention of the year?
You know, I think the reaction that we've got from everyone I'm talking to has been positive. You know, there are the pickle haters out there that are it's funny as people, you know, before it even happens are slamming it and, you know, predicting its failure without even really giving it a chance to be birthed. But that's typical. Almost everything I do, I've got people that are slamming me for one reason or another, or I can make an accusation. I'm being accused of being a part of Haunt Fair, which is a nice little convention that's going to be in Long Island in early August. Which, yeah, I'm speaking at it, but I don't have any other than that in helping people out, which I do at all the shows. I don't have any ownership. It's kind of crazy. But anyway, that's typical. But the majority of people we've talked to, all the haunts in the market are excited about it. You know, it's finally a haunted house convention back in Chicago, which people that were there for years going to the Transworld show when it was there are excited about having that back in their backyard again. And the response has been huge. I think this is going to be massive. And it wasn't until actually we'd been trying to put, you know, back when Hong Kong was in May, we'd tried several times to find a hotel in that market to bring Hong Kong to anyway, and just never found anybody that our pricing was right. It wasn't until we moved it to January, realizing right off the bat that we were going to have to do something up north. You couldn't put Hong Kong in January in Chicago or up north. So we knew that we were going to have to come up with some other kind of convention for those people that were up north that was Hong Kong-like. So that's why we started looking for venues and found this one right off the bat. I think we've already outgrown it, so we're actually even looking for a larger hotel for 2016. So we're well on our way. It's going to be an exciting thing, and we hadn't even realized it until I started looking. But you know, even on findahaunt.com, you can just type in the zip code and find all the haunted houses in a market. There are over 100 haunted houses in the Chicago market, which is, you know, bigger than Detroit. We used to thought Detroit was huge with 60 haunts in the market, but Chicago area within a 75 mile drive of the airport, there are over 100 haunts. So that's probably got to be the largest market in the industry.
I can back you up on that, Leonard. I was born and raised in Chicago, so I'm a native Chicagoan, basically. And I was curious, what made you choose Naperville, first of all?
Well, it's all about hotel size and pricing. You know, our people aren't going to pay $200 a night for a hotel room, so we always try to keep it as close to $100 a night as we can. The group rate for Naperville is 119, I think, 114, something in that range. So it's all about price, and it's all about a hotel that can hold us. You know, we're kind of space hogs. You know, the dealer room area takes a lot of space. We have a lot of education. We even have more education at this show than as tracks than we do at HauntCon.
Wow.
So we're going for more and smaller education pieces, and it takes up a lot of room. And to be able to find a hotel that we can afford, and that doesn't just price us completely out of the market for doing something has been a very difficult task in Chicago. And it took us a couple of years. We've been planning on this for a long time. We would try to get Chicago, Hong Kong up there, and we couldn't get that to work. Even after we had moved to January and realized that we couldn't do Hong Kong in Chicago or up north, we were still looking for a space, and we finally found the Wild Hilton was very excited about us, and I'm not sure what changed. The hotel's beautiful. Gene, I just got back from there. The bed is awesome. They even did the little towel, the little towel swan sculpture things on the bed. I mean, it's pretty upscale for what we're used to,
even for Hong Kong. I'm familiar with that one.
Now that we've done that and the word's kind of out that we're going to have a show there every year, we've actually had a lot of people come out of the woodwork as far as other hotels that we've even talked to in the past that are more willing to work with us now. So it's a great opportunity. It's going to get our foot in the door. We've already kind of outgrown it, but that's good. I mean, selling out is a good thing, and then we'll be able to move to a bigger hotel next year and make it even bigger.
As a non-Chicagoan, how far is Naperville from either Midway or O'Hare? Are there shuttles, or are we looking at a major haul?
It's about 30 minutes from each one. you know, depending upon traffic, if traffic's bad, then it's a little bit longer than that. But right. And there are shuttles, and actually I've got some new stuff that by the time this will air us, some stuff that we arranged while we were there to, as far as cheap shuttles to get back and forth. And if you live in the city, I mean, a lot of people in Chicago don't even have a vehicle. But there's both a Lyle and a Naperville train station, so you can take the train from downtown straight in within, you know, a mile or two of the hotel, and there's a shuttle that, from the hotel that will go pick you up. So you just got to call the hotel, make sure that they know when you're going to be in at the station, and they'll actually come pick you up.
Are there trains from the airport?
There, you could do that. You'd have to go into downtown. You'd have to go from the airport into downtown, and then get another one coming back up. So you could do that. It might take you a while, but you could do that. Yeah.
But it's reasonably accessible, regardless.
Yeah, it's about. Yeah, I think the rental that we got, the price for the shuttle, I think it was $35 one way. I'll have to check that, but it'll be on the website by the time this airs. So just go to the transport and go to the. You know, where is Hong Kong, or where is Chicago Frights on the website, and it'll have all those options for you.
Naperville's a little bit to the northwest of the city proper. I know pretty well because basically my best friend lives out there, and guess what hotel we're staying at for the whole convention?
the hotel, yeah. Best friend?
You got it. He's saving us a lot of grief. But the convention itself, the place where you're having it, Leonard, is about 5 minutes from my friend's place.
Good. Good. Well, we'll look forward to having him join us as well.
You ask him. I'm not going to.
Well, even people that aren't, you know, as Halloween crazy as the rest of us, you know, the costume ball is always just a unbelievably incredible time. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you know, even if you don't even buy a ticket to that and just kind of stand around in the hallway and hang out and watch the costumes going in and out of the ballroom, is that's entertainment, and we keep trying to figure out how to charge for that, but a lot of people do it, but it's a great time. So even if you didn't have a costume, you know, some people don't even bring a costume. Sometimes I'm so busy I don't even have time to get into my costume, so just going to the party and having and dancing, and you know, the Froggy sponsors the beer, and we just have a great time.
Okay, Leonard, my turn. How have the local haunts been reacting to this? Have you gotten a lot of positive response from them? I know several of the owners of quite a few of the major ones, and this is something actually the city of Chicago, in terms of the Halloween industry, has been waiting for a long time. Have you been feeling that vibe?
Yeah, no, I'm kicking myself for not bringing Hawk on here a long time ago. I mean, it is everyone is really excited about it. You know, it's kind of in their build season, so that's why we've been having a little bit of trouble finding locking down the haunts for the pre-show tour, is because everyone's kind of in a build and they don't want to, you know, send people through the raw plywood that they're, you know, without being completely set up. Everybody's so proud of their show, especially in Chicago. I mean, a lot of the haunts are very high detail, a lot more than we seem to get, you know, even in Texas, parts of Texas, and the other places that we've toured, Houston especially, the haunts are, you know, all high detail. I was actually kind of stunned. Jeannie and I were out there in October and we saw as much as we could, and the level of the detail in the haunts is way up there.
Oh yeah,
there's so many of them.
I can back you up on that. A couple of my favorite haunts. I'm sure you're familiar with the late lamented Dream Reapers.
Right. Sure.
They were amazing. The Haunted Experiment. The Asylum Experiment out in Villa Park, and then obviously the Statesville Haunted Prison. Amazing stuff.
Right. Yeah, no, there's some great haunts out there, and John is actually building a new show. John LaFlamboy of Statesville is actually building a new show that we're already lined up to tour in 2016. So
excellent.
So we're looking at this long term. You know, we don't have to hit it out of the park the first year. We're just trying to, under promise and over deliver, and it's going to be a great time.
Excellent. What finally happened that made this all come together this year?
You know, while we found a hotel that we could afford. I mean, it really is all what it's been. It's been a constant search for a hotel that we could fit into. And as I said, it's a little bit smaller than we probably would have gone to with originally if we could have. But it was the hotel pricing. You know, both for, you have to pay for meeting space, you have to pay for food, and you have to, you know, guarantee X number of room nights to make it all work. And this hotel just, you know, came up with a proposal after we've been asking everybody around for years that made sense. It's possible that it's the dates middle of May when we were, or beginning of May when we had been doing it, was just more expensive than July. But it was purely and that's kind of the way it is with Hong Kong. I mean, we have feelers out in 5 or 10 different cities looking for hotels, asking for proposals, and it's the one that makes the most sense, you know, money wise at the time that we're ready to, you know, move in that direction that we go with. It's all it's purely a financial thing, that because we know that our people like cheap hotels. They're gonna book up 3 or 4 to a room and spend their money in the trade show floor and not in the accommodation, like yourself who's staying with a friend. So it's we know our people, and we're always looking for a great space with great haunts and a great price. That's the reason we're in Birmingham. You know, we got a great hotel. It's a beautiful Sheraton, and there's just a huge number of haunts in that market. Our pre-show tour is going to be incredible for Hong Kong. We're already working on that.
Hey, Leonard, before I turn this back over to Drew, I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, from a lot of Chicago haunters and myself, for finally giving us one like this out there. There's a lot of people I know who've been craving this, and a lot of people who've been wanting this, and believe me, there's going to be a lot of people riding in my coattails that weekend. So,
great.
Thank you.
Well, looking forward to having
you.
Well, my pleasure. We're looking forward to having everybody out. It's going to be fun, and we're looking forward to being in Chicago for a long time and building this show into something massive. I there's plenty of haunts there, so there certainly is enough people to keep us going. And
Leonard,
looking forward to seeing everybody there.
You segued just a little bit into talking about HauntCon coming down to Alabama there. Any news updates, anything you can tell us about HauntCon 2016 coming down the pike in January?
Chicago Price has been taking so much of our time that we have not gotten as far along as we would like to with Hong Kong. It seems to be the story of my life as far as putting too much stuff on my plate. But, as soon as Chicago Price is over, we'll be able to announce the haunts that we're touring. We're already in contract through negotiation with the haunts that we're touring, putting together a massive pre-show tour. We're probably going to end up going... we for years we were doing a two-day pre-show tour with an overnight stay someplace, and we dropped that down to a one-day tour, just all day long in that night at when we were in Baton Rouge this year. But we had so many people coming back and saying, no, we want more haunts, and we want the two-day pre-show back. So with a two-day trip from Birmingham, you know, we can easily reach Atlanta. We can easily reach, Nashville almost. So we're going to be able to do, just a massive pre-show tour that sees lots of haunted houses, because, again, there are a lot in that area, and especially towards into Georgia. So we're really excited about being able to put together a pre-show tour that's going to be, totally unparalleled within anything anybody else is doing now for Hong Kong next year. You know, it's an early show. It gives vendors an opportunity to sell stuff and build it before the Transworld show. It gives people opportunity to order stuff from haunts and pick it up at the Transworld show. It spreads out the field so that it gives people an opportunity to come up with an idea for a prop and show it to people and, decide whether that's something that they want to go forward with for the year. The show is going to be January 28th through February 1, and it's in the Sheraton downtown in Birmingham, Alabama. And we're looking forward. We're excited about that as well. We're rocking and rolling, having a good time, and scaring some people and educating some people. The big push with HauntCon is advanced education. We've brought our people along so far that they kind of know all the basics, and they keep asking for more and more advanced classes. This year at HauntCon, we did a math class. It was a 3-part math class done by Robert Kurtzman.
Yes.
I was kicking myself for not attending and being able to take that class, a 3-part math class where you started with a plaster bust and walked out of the class on after Sunday night with a full blown hand painted handmade mask that you made, being supervised by one of the best makeup artists in the country. So special effects company in person and people in the country. So, you know, I was killing myself for not taking that class just because of its historical significance. You know, we're talking to RJ Hattie with a face-off fame of doing that same class for us in at Chicago Frights. So,
oh, nice. Good guy. You've worked with him before. He was in Pittsburgh, I believe.
Yeah, he's really a great guy. We really like him. He's a nice guy and very talented. Yeah, they're all good people.
Well, Leonard, we want to take this time to thank you for coming back on short notice to give us a quick update on Chicago Frights, as well as talking about HauntCon 2016. I know you can go to HauntCon, HauntCon.com for everything going on in Birmingham at the end of January. But for the immediate, you know, just a few short weeks away, but not too late to make your plans. How can people get ticketing information, class information, vendor information, hotel, everything for the inaugural Chicago Frights 2015?
Just go to ChicagoFrights.com. The shopping cart on there is what we're using to sell everything from T-shirts to tickets to the workshop materials fees. And it's all right there, and we're looking forward to everyone coming out and joining us. It's going to be a great time.
Excellent. This is a great opportunity to get yourself on the ground floor of Chicago Frights, which no doubt looks to be getting bigger and better over the next few years. Once again, Leonard Pickle, Eric Weister, thank you for taking the time to speak with us here on Big Scary News. Regarding Chicago Frights, go to ChicagoFrights.com for everything. And by the way, Leonard, I wear a double XL T-shirt. And we look forward to hearing all the great things for Chicago Frights 2015. Thanks a lot, Leonard.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you again.
Absolutely.
All righty.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at bigscaryshow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.